And you say any day will do to call Sabbath. I didn't choose any day. I rested on the seventh day. Why do you not study and show yourself approved? You know the truth, and yet still have not held your pastors accountable for changing the fellowship day back to the true Shabbat day. If you had told the pastors, you tell us the Bible is truth, and yet you don't follow the truth, and I won't be following or be part of a fellowship that doesn't walk in the truth. Instead, you whisper the truth and don't follow through. No pastor has thus far contacted this daughter I'm speaking this message for from and thanked her nor encouraged her for rebuking them in Yahshua's name. My children who have taken the prophetic messages of rebuke to the pastors are rejected or patted on the head and told thanks, but we will continue on the same way. And my children disobey and still sit in these churches that refuse to speak forth the truth and do things Yahweh's way and not man or woman's way. Why are not the churches speaking forth holiness and repentance? Why are they not warning narrow is a path to heaven and broad is a path to hell? Ask yourself, does a prosperity message bring souls to heaven? Ask yourself, why the top ministries of this world refuse to speak forth any message that could offend others? I, Yahweh, am true, and I am truth. And when my son Yahshua speaks forth truth to the Pharisees, it offended. When my disciples speak forth truth, it offends the Pharisees, those with a form of godliness and no godliness within. Ask yourself why the pastors are not encouraging the people to pray against ungodly laws becoming a reality. Ask yourself why so many pastors are leading the sheep into the wolf's den. Christians, you will once again be handed over to the Roman Empire. You who call yourself Christians, I shall judge you, for you have followed Constantine's laws and not Yahweh and Yahshua. Christians, you have celebrated pagan holidays, not Yahweh's holy days. Christians, I shall judge you for saying you serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and sing songs of praise to Yahshua, and yet with knowledge and forethought insist on calling him a Greek name, J-E-S-U-S, Jesus. You do this no longer in ignorance. Yahshua said, in my name you shall cast out devils. That is the name of Yahshua, for my name is Yahweh. Yah is included in that name. Is Yahweh's name in the spelling of J-E-S-U-S? What is my name? I am known by many names. But what does your scripture say? Stop just studying the Greek. Start studying the Hebrew and the Aramaic translations. The name. Our help is in the name of Yahweh, maker of heaven and earth. Psalm 124:8. You who call yourself Christians, I, Yahweh, charge you this. You who preach God Yahweh and Yahshua is love, and yet do not show it nor live it. You serve the King of Jews, and yet you shun my Jewish people. You mock and slander and allow others to do this. You secretly follow the truth in this ministry, and yet do nothing to support it. You do nothing to defend this ministry, and you recognize the voice of your heavenly Father speaking forth, and yet stay silent as this apostolic handmaiden gets mocked and slandered, all because I use this ministry to teach the Jewishness of Yahshua, whom you call Jesus Christ. You are the only religion that maims, beats, and tries to kill, or do kill those of your own religion. You won't find this in any other religion. This is a judgment I decree and speak forth out of my apostle Elizabeth Elijah Nehemiah. Don't get angry with her, for she is only the messenger. Multitudes call themselves Christians and have a form of godliness, and yet are Gentile Pharisees.